Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
And every Wednesday in our 7 o'clock hour here on the Big K Morning Show, we welcome Rich Fitzgerald, the Executive Director of the Southwestern Pennsylvania Commission, encompassing 10 counties and the city of Pittsburgh. Rich, good morning.
Good morning, Larry. Boy, there's a lot of news going on these days between our friends in Florida, what's going on with the county budget, and we're going to talk about AI today and artificial intelligence. Having seen you late at night one night and the next day, I'm starting to believe that maybe Larry Richard there's an AI of you, because you're everywhere. You're just all over to North Carolina, the Steeler game late at night. Anyway.
And our Hometown Heroes event, and thank you and your wife for attending. We appreciated it. As you saw, Jim Leland, and you received our Lifetime Achievement Award last year. You were gracious to do that and come back. And Jim's kind of the quintessential person that you just like, just go to work and do what you do.
That's exactly right. It was great to see Jim, and he was obviously very, very humbled last night to receive the award. He's had, I think you mentioned it last night, a big year. Hall of Fame for baseball, Hall of Fame for the Pirates, son's getting married, and you're right, he's a quintessential Pittsburgh. When he gave his acceptance speech last night, he said, "I'm really just like every other Pittsburgher. I just get up and go to work every day and
love that.
Do my thing, you know?"
All right, budget. I know. So, $1.2 billion budget for Allegheny County. Sarah Inamorato announced her proposal, a 46.5% property tax increase, because they're projecting an $81 million deficit. So, I couldn't let that moment pass and ask you about it, because for the past 12 years, that's been your job.
It has. And I the night of the presentation of the budget, always one of the biggest nights for county government. And people might remember, or they may not, 2 years ago, I actually predicted that this day was coming, because the one thing about county budgets, when you deal with millage and property tax, it doesn't adjust for inflation. So for 12 years, it never adjusted. It stayed flat, which in essence was a little bit of a reduction, if you think about it, with respect to inflation. 2 years ago, the county, I would have had to propose to county council a budget increase, a millage increase, except for the American Rescue Plan came in. The federal government gave us, Allegheny County and other governments, over $350 million to plug some holes in our budget that happened during COVID, revenue shortfalls, things along those lines. So, you know, that money that came in from Senator Casey and Congressman Doyle and Congressman Lamb at the time really forced, you know, we were able to forestall the increase, but it was coming and I predicted it would be coming. It's interesting, the very same people that are in the budget office, Tim Cox, he's the budget director. He was there when I was there. The same people putting it together. This structural deficit was going to come. There were a few things that have happened that have also exacerbated that. The collapse of the downtown office market, which has led to massive reductions in property tax collections for all three taxing bodies, including the county. So some of these things have happened. And as I was leaving office and Sarah was coming in, Council was able to put in some big spending last year, a big 14% increase at community college, big increases at the jail. I probably wouldn't have approved it. I'm not sure this county executive would approve, but they were able to get it in the transition. So there's a lot of different factors that have come into play for this to happen. But whether county executive Inamorato was in office or county executive Fitzgerald or Honorato or Roddy, it's someday this was going to have to happen.
That said, this is a proposal by Inamorato, so it has to be approved. So there may be some horse trading that goes on to try to get enough votes.
That's what people probably aren't familiar with. It is only a proposal. And when I would present budget proposals, it is ultimately county council's budget. They are the ones who will be writing the ordinance, introducing the ordinance. It's really the one power, and I was on council for 12 years. It's the only one power that county council has. They often try to get sometimes involved in things that they don't have authority on, but the budget is their authority. So some of these council members that are saying, well, we could have, should have been increased. They could have done this. This is their budget. They could have done this last year, 2 years ago, 5 years ago. And all the spending that goes on is introduced and proposed by county council.
But you understand when people hear 46.5% tax increase, but the real economic number isn't as high as maybe people think it would be in terms of personal impact. Although any increase, okay, but it's then the schools use that millage to, don't they adjust their budgets to, if you have an increase in Allegheny County, don't they utilize that down the road?
They don't have to, but sometimes that could occur. Now, that's oftentimes on the assessment side of things, because the property tax comes with two functions, the millage and the assessment. The assessment hasn't been changed in 13 years, and I didn't want to do a property reassessment. And now we're going through that.
Is that coming? Yeah.
That's a separate battle or a separate dispute that's going on. But then on the millage side, all governments, and you've seen this with other counties, my county commissioners that we deal with, they have the same issues. And you will see every once in a while, they'll forestall the millage increase for a number of years, and then you'll have a 20% or a 30%. It'll be all at once kind of a thing. So let's say Allegheny County had introduced every year a 2% increase just over the last 12 years. That's probably where you'd be right now, maybe a little bit within that range. But what would have had to have happened is county council would have had to vote every single year for 10 votes to raise that millage. And I will tell you, when I would propose a budget every year without that millage increase, most county council members would say, oh, thank goodness I don't have to vote on a millage increase.
Right, because the optics of that are, yeah, you're raising taxes.
But when you have income tax, your taxes go up every year with inflation. If you get an increase in your wages, you automatically get an increase in the amount of income tax.
Right.
But there's no vote that Congress has to take or the legislature in Harrisburg has to take. But when it comes to millage, there has to be a vote because it has to be moved.
All right. And artificial intelligence, a big symposium coming to Pittsburgh. We're going to talk about that. Coming up next with Rich Fitzgerald and a special guest next. Larry Richard with Rich Fitzgerald, Executive Director of the Southwestern Pennsylvania Commission. Rich, before we get to our discussion on artificial intelligence, I was thinking about being somebody in your previous role for 12 years when you see we've never had to await a storm like Milton. Now that you heard when we checked in with Elliot and Bradenton, man, just the massive effort that they'll have at cleanup and to keep people safe in the meantime.
You're absolutely right. And the thing about us in Pittsburgh is almost all of us have a family member or a connection. I mean, you bring on Elliot, who grew up here, Falcioni, but there's so many of us that have connections to Florida, people that have retired, have a second home there, young people have taken jobs there, that type of thing. I can't imagine every year, almost at this time of the year, to be worried when you go to bed at night, is my home going to be damaged? We get a little bit of rain once in a while. I don't say we don't have bad storms, but nothing compared to what those folks down in Florida are experiencing.
And the cost, obviously it's become cost prohibitive for some people because of the insurance rates, because they have to keep, rebuilding certain sections. But these storms are more intense, and there hasn't been a direct hit in the Tampa area like this since 1921. So we may think, and they do have storms every year, but certain parts of Florida have been fairly immune to this kind of storm.
And even when they don't get a direct hit, when the storm starts kind of barreling towards them, the stress level of, battening down the hatches of your house and the windows and everything that you have to do, and then you're oh my goodness, thank goodness it went to the south of us, or it went to the north of us, but to live through that is, I really can't imagine what they go through.
We also checked in yesterday with Central Catholic grad Mike Gallagher, who's a sports journalist who now lives in Tampa, and he was telling us about his kids left to drive to Pittsburgh and gave us a pretty good idea what it was like. They had to go to 17 gas stations to fill up just to evacuate, plus go into the grocery store. We just kind of take all this for granted, and everything was wiped out.
It's hard. You've seen those lines when people were trying to find gas. It's for people of a certain age, you remember back in the 70s when you had to get in line on a certain day when there was a gas shortage in this country. But yes, when you're trying to get out of town and it's hours and hours on the interstate as everybody's trying to flee and head north, it's we feel for those people, and God willing, everything will be fine for our friends in Florida.
All right, we're going to be joined by Joanna Dovin, and we know Joanna here very well. She owns a consulting firm, and she is a forward-thinking woman. Good morning, Joanna.
Good morning. I'm on my phone right now, so I hope you can see me okay.
I don't know if we could see you, Joanna, but let me say, Joanna is forward-thinking is a very good way to describe Joanna Dovin. And one of those forward-thinking things she's doing coming up next week is organizing an AI summit. Now, and Larry and I were talking about this, and I do think there are two or three Larrys because he's everywhere. So when you have that artificial intelligence of Larry Richard, that's one good thing. But Joanna, you've got not only Governor Shapiro coming in to kind of kick this off, you have the Lieutenant Governor as well hosting a panel discussion. And the big news that just came out yesterday about NVIDIA. I don't know if people are aware of that company, one of the biggest companies in the world that is now going to be setting up operations in Pittsburgh. Talk a little bit about some of those topics, Joanna.
Sure. Now, this is really all about jobs, which, Rich, I know this was your key focus as county executive for 12 years. NVIDIA is a $3 trillion company. And there's a reason why they're coming to Pittsburgh to set up more operations. They've actually already been here to essentially connect their technology with the growing number of AI and robotics companies in our region. It's really an amazing story. People don't realize that Carnegie Mellon is home to the number one AI school in the entire world. And what we really want to do is tell the entire, not just Pittsburgh community, but the region and the world, that Pittsburgh is the place to do AI and to do it in the right way. So what we want to have happen is more companies like NVIDIA look to Pittsburgh to move, to grow their operations, to grow jobs, And the trickle-down effect of that is really incredible. For one tech job in our community, there's five spinoff jobs that are created.
This is actually what we used to talk about decades ago for every steel job or every manufacturing job, that multiplier effect. And you've got some really big, big names that are going to be part of this symposium on Monday at Bakery Square. Mm-hmm. People like Andrew Moore, and people may remember that name when Google kind of began its big operation. Andrew, who's obviously got those connections with Carnegie Mellon and Google, and now the new company that he's with, people like Bruce Katz.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, MIDI.com.
Formerly, of the Brookings Institute. So you've got some really big stars in that world coming in here. But I think you've said it very well. This is about jobs.
It is about jobs. And, you know, the event is already sold out, by the way. So if you're working in Pittsburgh in tech, you have seen this economic revolution that's upon us, and it's called AI, and it requires an entire new set of power sources. It requires an entire new set of infrastructure. But the biggest thing it requires is the top minds to know how to leverage this technology to change healthcare for the better, to improve national security. These human-first founders like Andrew Moore, they could be in Silicon Valley, they could be in Boston, they could be in, they're in Pittsburgh, and they're here because we have the jockeys, we have the talent coming out of CMU, we have an affordable cost of living here. We have what we're calling an AI avenue, which is a conglomeration of over 21 AI companies located at Bakery Square and beyond that Penn Avenue corridor to Duolingo's world headquarters. If we don't galvanize this once-in-a-generation moment and bring together our community, our economic development leaders, I know, Rich, you'll be there, our governor, of course. If we don't do this now, we're going to lose the moment. And so that was the vision that I had, and it was quite frankly shared by most people here in this ecosystem. That's why we have 31 sponsors. The event is sold out. We're going to have 9 sessions that day. And of those 9 sessions, we'll have 40 panelists, many of whom are from the Pittsburgh region, but being strategic, we invited people from Texas, from Boston, from Silicon Valley, because we want people to come in and hear from our founders, see what we're doing, and tell the Pittsburgh story.
Joanna Dovin, great news and information. We appreciate it. Taking time. Thank you.
Joanna, thank you. We'll see you on Monday, and we're really looking forward to what it's going to do for this Pittsburgh region. Thank you.
Thank you, gentlemen.
You got it. Last night, Stevie Wonder began his 10-city tour at PPG Paints Arena, and Pat Septak, our news editor, was there. Rich said it was a fantastic show, great crowd, and why he picked Pittsburgh first, kind of cool.
Did Pat open the show?
No.
Was he the opening act? He should have been.
We missed an opportunity for Pat with his lederhosen for Oktoberfest time.
Did we see him on the bridge with the Ferris wheel? Maybe he was out there doing that performance.
How about that? And now I hear Lucas Piatt is really ready to his Esplanade. And
yes,
part of that along the river, for those that don't know, this is a big plan past where Rivers Casino is.
Yep.
It will also have a Ferris wheel, apparently. As
yes,
part of it.
Well, kicking it off, and you know, we're talking about the county executive. That was her initiative. She had to authorize the use of the county bridge that sits on. So when they came to her with that idea, she had to be the person to approve it. So, Sarah, congratulations.
Yeah, it's still sitting there. We saw it from the Lamont last night, lit up with your bridges.
The bridges are looking great. And that's where a lot of that COVID money, that American Rescue Plan money, was put into the bridges. And proud of the fact, and as Sarah mentioned this earlier in the year, Sarah Inamorata, how Public Works has really reduced the amount of county-owned poor bridges down to almost single digits at this point.
And by the way, Rich, you just got back. You had a visit with commissioners going to Harrisburg, right?
Yes, the night before. We had our county commissioners at the Pennsylvania Chamber of Commerce. They had about almost 3,000 people at this dinner. Brad Marco Rubio, Senator Granholm from the Department of Energy, and Serena Williams. It was great. So I went from one night from Serena Williams to the next night with Jim Leland. We've had some big stars at the pleasure. Now, one thing was happening. Marco Rubio was trying to recruit LeVar Arrington's son to not go to Penn State and bring him down to Florida. So there was a little battle going on in Hershey at the dinner the other night.
Oh, that's interesting. And last night we also had, along with Jim Leland, we had Craig Patrick. I think about there's Stanley Cup Hall of Famer, and then Kevin Colbert, two-time Super Bowl champ, who I think has a good shot down the road of being a Hall of Famer too. It was a great room. You had The Rock, John Wehner there, Jason Grilley, former Pirates closer. It was a fun night.
Not bad. So you did. You had people who have won Super Bowl champions, Stanley Cups, and Major League Baseball World Series champions all together. So, which is a little bit about Pittsburgh is. And every one of those individuals are very humble and very under. You wouldn't even know it.
No.
They're act like, I just went to work. Yeah, what'd you do at work? Well, we won a championship. We won a Super Bowl. But I got to be back at work tomorrow and start on the draft for next year.
We're very fortunate in this town and to have that kind of star power, and they're all low-key guys.
Right, you know? And then you think about the players. I mean, tonight we're going to kick off the hockey season, drop the puck on the hockey season. You know, to have someone like Sidney Crosby to be here for almost two decades, the leadership he has. For the Pirates, as someone like Andrew McCutchen, who's been here for so long, and you think of Cam Hayward at the Steelers. We've had some really fortunate, you know, individuals who have kind of planted their flag here in Pittsburgh and served us well.
You got to see Paul Skeens, the Phenom, Rookie of the Year in Major League Baseball, our pitcher, with his girlfriend at LSU. She put him on the gymnastics apparatus, and he's on the it's hilarious, the balance beam.
If she gets him hurt, if he falls off that balance beam.
Good point. All right, coming up, we're going to talk to the Lieutenant Governor of Pennsylvania next. Weather says beautiful day here, sunshine 65. We're at 47 right now. Larry Richard with Rich Fitzgerald, the executive director of the Southwestern Pennsylvania Commission, and we have a special guest.
We do. Lieutenant Governor Austin Davis with us today. And Lieutenant Governors, we talked to Joanna Dovin earlier, is Lieutenant Governor and the governor coming to town. That's big when you get both of the state leaders coming to Southwestern Pennsylvania to talk about AI. But as Joanna said, it's really about jobs. And as Lieutenant Governor Davis A kid growing up in McKeesport never forgets about where he's come from, and worrying about jobs and economic growth in his community. Welcome, Lieutenant Governor. Good to have you with us.
Hey, Rich. Thanks, Larry. Thanks for having me this morning. It's great to be with you.
Are you glad not to have to deal with the budget now? You've been through your budget issues, and we're seeing as county budgets go through. You lived through that a number of years ago. I'm sure you're watching it with glad you're not in the middle of it, I guess, is the best way to say it.
I'm glad it's not our turn at the wheel, but we'll be back at it next year for sure.
Yeah. So tell us a little bit about what you're excited about, you know, bringing AI and artificial intelligence in a big company like NVIDIA, who's decided to, you know, plant a flag here in Pittsburgh.
Well, you know, I think this summit really demonstrates what the governor and I have been saying, that Pennsylvania is open for business, and we want to be an economic leader, and that means being at the forefront of technology like AI. Pennsylvania and Pittsburgh in particular have some great resources like Carnegie Mellon University and the University of Pittsburgh, and we should leverage those resources to help incubate new businesses and grow the ones that are already here, like Duolingo. This is really an exciting opportunity, and the governor and I have already leaned into AI technology. Last year, the governor signed an executive order to establish responsible standards and a governance framework for generative artificial intelligence for use by the Commonwealth agency. So it's something we've been focused on. We're excited that this is coming to Pittsburgh and Pennsylvania, and we need to continue to grow these opportunities and grow jobs.
And I think people also need to realize that these jobs are not just for the, you know, the software engineers and the AI folks coming out of Pitt and CMU, but the amount of energy jobs and the revitalization of places like the Homer City Power Plant or the Keystone Power Plant, coal-fired power plants that have been decommissioned. And, you know, you guys are bringing back Three Mile Island again because the electrical energy needs to power AI and electric vehicles and appliances that are moving to electrification, it's going to put so many of our workers, you know, building trades workers, to work.
Yeah, it's a huge opportunity to continue to put people to work, but also to grow jobs in our region. But, you know, look, this is an industry that can include everybody from, you know, the folks at CMU to building trades, construction workers. This is an opportunity for everyone to have an opportunity to participate, which is really exciting. It helps add to the governor and I's strategy that we have to be an all-the-above energy state. We have to lean in to everything. And so this is just another step in helping us do that. But I'm really excited for the future of AI and what it means to Pittsburgh and Pennsylvania's economic growth. It's already impacting our economy, as you alluded to, but the governor and I's actions and positions it positions Pennsylvania as a leader in the AI space, and encouraging responsible use of the technology to help not just our employees, but the entire Commonwealth grow.
Well, we appreciate this is exciting, and I'm just as a citizen excited to know that this kind of technology continues to advance in our region. And appreciate your time this morning, Lieutenant Governor.
Lieutenant Governor, good to be with you, and I look forward to seeing you you and the governor on Monday to bring good stuff to Pittsburgh. Thank you.
All right, you guys have a great day.
You too. Lieutenant Governor Austin Davis in the Big K Morning Show. Let me introduce you to Moses Jewelers custom designer, Carly.
Here at Moses Jewelers, we believe every year is a milestone. What better way to celebrate than with a bit of magic? Have you been dreaming of a new design for the first diamond you receive, or even thinking of something with a bit bigger sparkle? Come see me to discuss how we can bring new life to your diamond or trade what you have towards your big diamond dreams.
Visit Moses Jewelers in Seven Fields or online at MosesJewelers.com. 755 News Radio KDKA, and want to thank Rich Fitzgerald again bringing us new information. And I am excited personally about Pittsburgh and the region being on the cutting edge of this whole artificial technology.
Well, what we talk about often is, you know, what is for the future? What is for people growing up here? What opportunities are going to exist in the future? You know, we know generations ago, so many people moved here and came here for those great opportunities in steel and manufacturing And I think we're seeing this next generation of industrial age, along robotics and AI and life sciences, that our universities are at the forefront on. And we got the resources here and putting it all together to make it work for all of our kids.
Rich, thanks a lot. Caitlin O'Connor with you. Thank you. And we'll see you next week.
Keeps us online. See you next week.
Safe travels. You're always moving around now.
Going down to Greene County right now, so we're on our way. So.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.